The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com.
Shin's story has been talked about by a lot of people, including me, because of a book he wrote called Escape from Camp 14. Shin, how old were you when you escaped from that camp? About 24, okay. You were born in that camp?
Yes, I'm born in there.
Can you explain to people what your life was like as you were raised?
When I was born, I was living in that camp.
I really had no idea whether or not it was normal or good place to live or bad place to live. I had no concept of comparing or knowing.
그냥 주는 음식 먹고 시키는 일만 하고 그냥 잠을 재면 자고 뭐 이런 삶이었었고요.
My life just consisted of eating the food I was given, doing the work I was told to do, and obeying them.
일 잘 못하면 매 맞고 또 그 뭐 좀 잘못한 게 있으면 뭐 경비청 하는 데 가서 다 봐야 됐었고.
If I did something wrong, I had to be beaten, and then frequently we had to watch executions take place.
네, 북한의 법제 정권이 유지할 수 있는 가장 중요한 이유가 이 정치가 무성수에 있는 거죠.
I would say the single most important reason why the Kim regime is still in power is thanks to these prison camps.
사람들한테 고통을 주고 무섭게 해야 자기의 그런 정권을 유지할 수가 있기 때문입니다.
In order to remain, to keep your power and to stay in power, you have to continuously keep the people in fear and continuously torment them.
뭐 수용소 안에서 뭐 어린 아이들이 태어난다고 해서 거기 절대로 무슨 어린 아이들을 봐준다거나 뭐 그런 건 전혀 존재하지도 않아요.
And just because young, innocent children are being born in those circumstances, it doesn't mean that they take it easy on them or treat them special in any way whatsoever.
What does... I'm sorry, real quick.
Go ahead.
How do you... I'm just trying to get beyond... Shin, you witnessed your mother executed and your brother, is that right? How do you not let that affect you the rest of your life in a negative way?
So
at that time in the camps, I lived without having proper emotion or knowing proper feelings of either family or that sense of love. I didn't have any of that prior.
뭐 엄마나 아빠 아버지도 이제 표현으로는 그렇게 부르지만 그 똑같은 죄수이고 또 부모가 나 자식을 위해서 해줄 수 있는 건 전혀 존재하지도 않았고 이런 감정 자체가 있을 수 없게 만들죠.
And although my mother and father, their names were mother and father, that was merely what I was called, but they were still fellow prisoners. To me, it's not like I had any special affection or feeling. No.
뭐 지금 이제 내가 그 수용소를 도망치고 나서 지금 이제 내가 인간으로서 이런 진심인 그런 감정이나 그런 여러 가지 생각들을 하게 되면서 좀 많이 힘들었지만 또 내가 나한테 새로운 가족이 생기면서 또 극복하는 것도 있고.
Now that I live in the free world, I've been able to learn emotions and learn what it means to have family. And as hard as it is, I think I'm able to overcome it now that I have my own family and my own child. It's a process.
How do we help the people of North Korea? I mean, is there anything we can? the regime has to go, right? I mean, there's no other way to help them, is there?
There are so many people who continue to ask how they could help, or they try to help, whether it's governments or individuals. But in my opinion, I don't believe there is one answer at this point.
내가 수용소에서 고통받다 나온 사람의 입장에서 이 북한의 독재자는 이제 옛날에 히틀러 나치 다음으로 아주 사악한 그런 사람들이라고 생각하고 있거든요.
As a person who, from a perspective of a person who was in that situation that I was in, and looking back and seeing people like dictators like Hitler, I believe he's even worse than that, Kim Jong-un.
근데 뭐 국제사회나 뭐 심지어 유엔까지도 뭐 그렇게 뭐 아주 뭐 북한 정권을 뭐 유엔 회원국이라고 해갖고 뭐 심지어 뭐 서포터도 해주고 뭐 이런 말도 안 되게 그렇게 행동을 쪽을 해주니까 굉장히 안 좋은 거죠.
But it's really unfortunate and it's horrible to say, but even within the international community and even the UN itself, there are people around us who still support this kind of dictatorship and support this. The atrocities that are really taking place. There are still people who support communism and just the things that are happening there.
How does he feel when, Shin, how do you feel when the media and others talk about North Korea in a good way? I mean, a lot of people have praised North Korea or forgotten the horrible things they do during the Olympics.
Yeah, 나도 봤어요. 그 올림픽 때 그 김정은이 여자 동생이 아주 중요한 그 VIP 박스에 앉아갖고.
Yeah, I've seen how they, you know, treat his sister so VIP, put her in that VIP box, and how the media keeps talking about it.
그리고 또 심지어 한국 사람들도 그 김여정이를 마저 환영해주고 막 그렇게 막 그 열광하는 모습도 봤다고.
And even the South Koreans are trying to act so welcoming and kind.
근데 제가 본 김여정은 뭐 이쁘게 생긴 것도 없고 그냥 오직 그냥 평범한 여자인데도 그는 아주 사악한 독재자의 딸이고 또 그 김여정이도 똑같은 사악한 그런 마음이나 감정을 가지고 있는 여자라고.
Not only is she not that physically very pleasing to the eye, but she is at the end of the day the daughter of an evil dictator, and she knows about all the bad things happening. And honestly, I just can't get past that.
Shin, do you still live in fear? I mean, are you a target by North Korea? Are you targeted?
몰라요. 뭐 지금은 내가 이제 미국에 와서 살고 있으니까 뭐 그런 건 잘 못 느끼고 있죠.
I feel like now that I live in the U.S., I don't feel it as much, and I honestly don't know if I'm in any danger.
뭐 근데 이제 중요한 거는 제발 내가 뭐 김여정이 생긴 거 가지고 이제 뭐 어떤 여자들에 대해서 이렇게 말하려고 하는 게 절대로 아니었었지만 제일 안타까운 게 그냥 김여정이 행동을 보고 언론들이 막 무슨 뭐 이쁘다고 그러고 무슨 아주 훌륭한 무슨 외교관이라고 그러고 이렇게 막 심지어 미국 언론들도 그렇게 얘기해 주는 거 보고 너무 화가 났죠 나는.
But going back to Kim Jong-un's sister, not trying to talk about her appearance or anything, and I would never, you know, talk about a female's appearance. But my point is, the media tends to say how pretty she is and give her all this unnecessary attention, and it's just ridiculous.
And she's evil. I mean, you're right. Yeah. That's how you have to remember. She is evil. That's powerful. So, Leanne, I have a quick question for you. What struggles do you have? I mean, I can only imagine, you know, Shin has things that he never learned, like emotions, and suddenly he's learning these. How is that for you?
Honestly, I feel like going into our relationship, all I wanted to do was, you know, be friends technically. But every day, every year, he continues to grow, and I see so much development with him and his expressions. And I mean, it's not as hard as people would think to me personally, but it's a really interesting and beautiful process to watch, actually.
When you put your arms around him, you have to feel that extra knowing that this is new to him, and offering him that unconditional love. That has to be pretty special for you.
Yeah, and people assume that I must teach him so much and I must show him all this love, but I feel like I get more out of it. Just one of those things, but it's a unique situation.
So, Shin, what's your future? What does the future hold for you?
뭐 나는 뭐 큰 거 생각하지도 않고 그냥 내가 수용소에서 2~3년 동안 살면서 한 번도 느끼지 못했던 그런 아주 평범한 삶, 인간으로서 아주 평범한 삶을 이제 살고 싶어서 노력을 하고 있거든요. 지금 이제 아기도 있고 이제 뭐 와이프도 있고 하기 때문에 나는 이제 내 가족을 위해서 그냥
After living in a gulag and everything I've been through, I don't overanalyze the future, but I do want to have normalcy and enjoy normal life and enjoy my family right now. So I can't say that I know what will come in the future, but right now all I can do is, you know, focus on the family, my new family and my son that I have.
내가 못 해본 거 많고 또 배우지 못한 게 너무 많기 때문에 그거를 이제 내 아들이 대신해서 이제 해주길 바라고 또 내 아들이 이제 뭔가 부족함이 없이 그렇게 살 수 있도록 그 고객 포커스를 맞춰서 내가 열심히 살아야지.
And since I lack a lot of, you know, whether it be proper education or experiences that normal people have, I look for the future. I look ahead for my son to hope that he does a lot of the things I was unable to do.
Well, I really appreciate you guys joining us and sharing your story. If there's ever an opportunity for us to help you in the future, please let us know. I think your story is so important. And if you ever end up in this part of the country, please come over.
Please.
I would love to have my mother-in-law make you dinner. We'll have, you know, all the traditional bulgogi, hagomul. Come over. We'll eat, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Kamsahamnida.
Kamsahamnida.
When he mentioned his son, that was the one that really got me.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.